Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, March 15th. A number of people have been charged in connection to a break-in at a park in Port Elgin. Saugeen Shores police say around 6 p.m. on Thursday, officers were alerted to what appeared to be two youth breaking into a town outbuilding in the park. Officers arrived and located a damaged door. Four people were located inside and arrested, but aren't youth. They are all local and between the ages of 33 to 53. The town of Saugeen Shores has taken the American flag down at its arena in Port Elgin. A statement from Mayor Luke Charbonneau on social media says, because of the ongoing threats by the President of the United States against the economy and sovereignty of Canada, the American flag at the Plex has been taken down. Council briefly discussed tensions with the United States at its March 10th meeting. They directed staff to come back to council with a report containing buy Canadian recommendations to council for them to debate. It's expected to come back to council in a couple weeks. Gray County is saying goodbye to its chief administrative officer as Kim Wingrove announced she's stepping down May 2nd. Her leaving comes after Wingrove joined Gray County as CAO in September 2015.
The profound honor it's been to serve everyone in Gray County, to work with the team that I have, and to learn from and work with each one of you.
Nearly a decade on the job, she led the county through several significant projects and challenges, including the renovation and expansion of the county administrative building, the Rockwood Terrace redevelopment project, and the expansion of emergency housing supports. On to national news, Prime Minister Mark Carney said Friday his Liberal government is immediately ending the consumer carbon price. According to media reports, Carney, who was sworn in as Prime Minister yesterday along with his new cabinet, says this decision will help address affordability concerns for Canadians. Carney said Canadians who have received rebates under the federal carbon pricing program will still see a rebate payment in the next quarter before the end of April. Carney had vowed during the Liberal leadership race to eliminate the consumer carbon price, often referred to as the carbon tax. A top American diplomat defended U.S. President Donald Trump's repeated calls to make Canada the 51st state while speaking on Canadian soil. According to media reports, Secretary of State Marco Rubio was repeatedly pressed by reporters at the conclusion of the G7 Foreign Ministers Summit in Quebec. They asked about whether he agrees with Trump's comments, which have escalated amid a growing trade war, to include calling the Canada-U.S. border an artificial line. Rubio says the president has made his argument about why he thinks Canada would be better off joining the United States for economic reasons. In sports, the Owen Sound attack downed the Guelph Storm 7-2 on a record-setting night for Piers Bowie. He scored twice to hit 48 points on the season, a new true rookie record in Owen Sound OHL history. Here was the call on Bear Radio.
Down low to Hookie, moves out front. Bowie the shot, scores! Piers Bowie, a power play goal. He now stands alone with the attack true rookie scoring record.
Bowie and the attack now sit 7th on OHL's Western Conference, 1 point up both on the Sioux Greyhounds and Sarnia Sting. Tonight, Owen Sound hosts the Kitchener Rangers at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. Meanwhile, in the NHL, Toronto was off yesterday, but Edmonton beat New York 2-1, Winnipeg beat Dallas 4-1, and Calgary fell to Colorado 4-2. Toronto will be playing tonight. In the Ontario Elite Hockey League, Saugeen Shores beat Ripley 3-2, and Durham beat Milverton 12-5. And in the NBA, Toronto beat Utah 126-118. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.